One of the most influential persons in my lives was my Irish grandmother, who was born in the late part of the 19th century. And she had a favorite pastime, and that was storytelling. She loved telling me and my brother and my cousins all about what it was like to grow up in a fishing and farming village on the southeast coast of Ireland. She spoke about goats, sheep, cattle, fish, something called a silky, seals, you name it. She loved telling those stories. But also, she loved talking about ghosts and fairies. And at one particular point, I was beginning to feel that my grandmother was having a difficult time separating reality from what the stories that she was telling. Because one day, when we were in her apartment, a rather violent rainstorm started. No thundering, lightning, rain, wind howling. She says, "Oh, that banshee has returned." And I said to her, "What is the banshee?" She said, "The banshee that is here is my mother-in-law, who has come back to haunt me because I took her son away from her and moved to the United States." Now, in Celtic mythology, a banshee is a female spirit that wails, announcing a forthcoming death. Thus, in a way, I could understand what my grandmother was going through, but rest assured you, no one died. No one was taken away during any of those storms. But a banshee, like a ghost, comes back, according to mythology, in a vengeful way to complete unfinished business. So in a way, we can understand what the apostles are experiencing when they see Jesus. Now, the two disciples who are, recounting the story, they already encountered Jesus on the road from Emmaus, and they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And they are recalling this story to, the apostles who are up in the, locked in the upper room. They are afraid. They are fearful. They're uncertain about what their future is. But also, because of their behavior, on Holy Thursday night and Good Friday, they're in, serious since the COVID, I've lost some language here. Some bad conscience, bad thinking. Because let's keep in mind, when Jesus is with them on Thursday, the day before Good Friday, he does some wonderful things for them. He washes their feet. They have the Last Supper. Jesus breaks bread. "Take and eat. Do this in memory of me." And loyalty is professed here, loyalty to both. But the apostles did not live through that loyalty because of betrayal and denial. They are full of guilt. And guilt does lead to fear. So when they see the resurrected, Christ, they think they are seeing a ghost. Someone coming back with vengeance due to unfinished business. But Jesus says to them, "Peace be with you." Those are words of forgiveness. "I forgive you. I forgive you for your betrayal and your denial. And I am not a ghost. I am he. I have been resurrected. I am in the same body that was broken and pierced and nailed. Here I am, and I have come to embrace you, to continue to bring you to where God wants you to be. And by doing this, Jesus has restored discipleship. This is good news. Life and love have triumphed over evil. It was the cruelty of the world that broke the heart of Jesus. It was the apostles' denial and betrayal that led to the events that happened. And it is God who resurrects Christ to be among them. This is about reconciliation, repentance, the Holy Spirit coming. Our readings today point to all that. Our first reading, Peter is preaching. And he does say, sin is a result of ignorance. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're saying. But be aware. And John, in his letter, says, do not commit sin. But when you do commit sin, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and help you to repent in how to live a good life. You and I come here every Sunday to listen, to Jesus' words, the words of the Scriptures, and the Scriptures are to speak to us so that we apply them in our daily lives. We are human. We do sin. We gossip. We have loose mouths. We become envious of other people. We can easily fall into the mockery and mimicry of making fun of people who don't look like us. This is sin. This is not good. This is not life-giving. This is not about recognizing that every person is in the human, is a human person in the image and likeness of God. That is why we as Catholics go to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, to be forgiven, to resolve, to do penance, and to move on. So that we continue to live a life guided by the Holy Spirit. My grandmother, whose 40th anniversary of death, is this month, did say to me, do not live a life of regret or else it will come back. And I asked her, well, what did you mean? Well, remember the story about the banshee, my mother-in-law? I said, yes. She said, well, the one regret that I had is that your grandfather and I never returned to Ireland because we did not want to face that woman's fury. That is where I am sorry, and I did not have the opportunity to be forgiven by her. My brothers and sisters, we are constantly are being renewed, constantly being called to live a life of sacrifice and repentance. Let us be true to say who we say we are when we come here and when we leave here, that we are the face of God to those whom we meet. In turn, God's face will shine upon us.